final lap with Kerry Murphy. Here's your NASCAR news.
NASCAR has reinstated Michael Waltrip Racing executive Ty Norris from suspension after his role in the team's penalties from Richmond last season. NASCAR was careful to point out, though, that he is still on indefinite probation, so no funny business, Mr. Norris, is probably what they said. A day after the fallout that is NASCAR's new qualifying procedure for 2014, it's becoming a bit clearer now, although it took me hours poring over many documents to finally get it. It really shouldn't be this complicated, but we posted an FAQ that's a frequently asked questions and a chart on how the whole thing works over there at thefinallap.com. We also discuss it at length on our weekly talk show. Have a listen there as well. So pictures and audio, no need to read, folks. We've got racing this weekend. Yeah, that's right. The Rolex 24 at Daytona is going down with NASCAR drivers Kyle Larson, AJ Allmendinger, and Jamie McMurray expected to drive. Tons of coverage, too, across the Fox network, so check your local schedule guide. Kyle Busch is on telling us about the addition of Sam Hornish Jr. to the number 54 Nationwide Series team.
I think that's a great addition for us. It's really helped our program out, I believe. You know, I liked Owen Kelly. He was great last year driving for us. Drew Herring was great driving for us last year, you know. But just a little bit of inexperience on their part maybe cost us a few points here or there. But no doubt I cost myself a few points as well. And at the end of the deal, we missed the championship by 1 point. So I feel like Sam Hornish is a contender.
The final lap.